Hey y'all, this episode's brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Forget about Magic Shave and clippers and all that nonsense. We deserve better products that work better for us. So go and check out getbevel.com today and use code THEREED to get 20% off of your first month. That's getbevel.com, G-E-T-B-E-V-E-L. Check them out. It's like my favorite razor. I'm obsessed with it. So give it a try. And now we gonna start the show. Too far apart, and maybe love is the reason why.
Something. Should I know this song?
What?
I don't know that song. Should I?
You don't. Have you ever seen a Goofy movie?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm Powerline.
Don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what a Goofy movie is?
No, I don't know what a Powerline is.
Powerline is like, Powerline was my first concert.
Okay. I don't know. I've never heard of this. So.
You've never seen a Goofy movie.
I haven't. But
Tevin Campbell sang as Powerline, this rock star in a Goofy movie. It was like my first concert ever. It was like,
oh.
It was like going to On the Run.
Maybe I saw, like, maybe
Revel.
I saw,
when
did this
kids.
Come out? Was it like the 80s or the 90s or something?
It was like 94, 95.
Okay, so then I probably went and forgot about it.
Powerline was sickening.
Okay.
He gave you like a show, like, he had like a couple of outfit and hair. He looked like Miguel, but then he had like these dancers, choreography, and lights. He had the mamas and everything.
Oh, okay. So he's like a Chris Brown sort of.
But brown.
Okay.
But like actually brown.
Got it. All
and
right.
A dog.
Okay. Well, go Powerline. Go Goofy movie.
Anyway, who are you?
I am Tiana Paris.
And this is The Read.
Yes, it is. We finally got to the end of the intro.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, everybody. I don't know why I said that.
Right. So are we just going to go to Black Excellence? Because I don't know. Usually we've been like filling shit in here with bullshit, but then we end up with a show that's an hour and 700 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girls are like, why can't the show be 700 years long? Like, are we supposed to be an hour?
I was going to say, plenty of people told me, keep the long episodes. Like, I'm not mad at that shit.
Well, we'll just do our best to go for an hour and not feel like shit if it's, you know,
yeah.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Black Excellence this week goes out to Miniko Macbeth. Have you heard about her?
I haven't.
Miniko Macbeth is the woman who chose the winning flavor of Lay's. You know how Lay's has been doing their, what do you call this shit?
I don't know.
Do us a flavor.
Do
and they had them nasty ass chicken and waffle flavors the
oh,
last
God.
Go around.
Yes. You
and
actually
I don't know
had to
who,
cuss them out. That was your read one
it
week.
Was her. Let's not go back
okay.
there. Anyway, she chose the kettle cooked wasabi ginger. Mm-hmm. And she's actually, she said that her grandmother is Japanese and wasabi ginger is some shit that she's just loved ever since she was a kid. So that was her idea. Mama is getting a prize of either $1 million or a portion of the year in sales of the chip, whichever is larger. So shout out
wow.
to you, girl. Create chips because I'm going to eat them.
Congratulations. I don't even.
I didn't taste
I'm not
the
a
wasabi.
Right,
ginger.
I don't like wasabi because it does a lot to you. Like the first time I had it, I thought it was avocado, so you can understand
oh.
why I was very upset to like
take
gleefully
a chunk.
Chomp into this avocado, and then it proceeded to like burn my sinuses.
I've never
up.
Tasted it, but that's only because people have told me it's kind of like horseradish, and I don't like horseradish.
It's like solid. Horseradish with like just the fury of Satan dusted on top
okay.
of it. It is some crazy shit. Like I would not fuck with that. And then ginger, I mean, is it like ginger or like that stuff they give you at sushi to like cleanse your palate in between rolls?
I don't know. But okay. either way, it's been very popular.
Clearly a one, right. So.
I've heard loads of people rant and rave about it. So great for you.
Maybe wasabi wouldn't be so bad in a chip because I do like hot chips.
I
so maybe
too.
It wouldn't be so bad. I'll try it.
Of course, we love hot chips. I also kind of wanted to give a little bit of a shout out to Lisa Price.
Okay.
Of Carol's daughter. Did you hear?
I heard she sold to L'Oreal.
I heard that, yes, L'Oreal did purchase them. And a couple of, you know, natural-haired soldiers.
Don't do this.
Have seemed to be, you know, a lot of them seemed pissed. The more sensible ones seemed a bit concerned. And I just want to say, when you think about it, L'Oreal, I think, is like, what, $22 billion? 28, it's like a huge number.
Yes, it's a crazy company.
If you don't know the deal, if you don't even really know much about business, then you should probably just let mama do her. You know what I mean? Because I know Carol's daughter because the product is everything. And I don't even have, you know, a big wonderful fro. Maybe one day. Uh-huh. But I've used their stuff in my hair before and skin and all kinds of stuff. Like, Carol's daughter is dope. And I think that a lot of black people in America especially mm-hmm. know about it. But this could be something that could take it, you know, all across the globe, make it huge. You don't really know what's about to happen. So
right.
if they're not about to, you know, turn it into some white bullshit that's, you know, going to destroy your baby's hair.
Well, they were in a little bit of trouble financially. Earlier this year, they had to close all their retail locations, which I never really understood why Carol's daughter had their own dedicated retail locations. Anyway, it seemed to me like it would have been smarter just stay in like Sephora or Ulta or whatever. But they had like Carol's daughter stores. Because I remember I saw one in Lenox. I think they just had a handful, maybe 6 or 7.
That doesn't seem like
But they weren't doing well. I mean, but you have to pay the rent in the mall or whatever, plus all your employees. And people just are not going to the mall to shop for Carol's daughter, I think. So they had to close their retail. They had to file bankruptcy for their retail location. So I think this L'Oreal check probably helped her out a lot as far as that is concerned.
All I'm saying is, like, give the woman a hand clap. You know what I'm saying? This is something dope.
Mm-hmm.
And see where it goes from here. It could be something great. And
or it could be, you know, what typically happens when white people get their hand on a black product, it goes straight to hell. So that could happen too. And I think that's what people are afraid of. I personally don't.
Yeah, but I saw people saying shit like, oh my God, I'm so sad for her. Why?
Oh no, she just got paid like a motherfucker.
She's
don't
got
be
a
sad.
Whole shit ton of like
yeah, no,
money
no.
and opportunity to do something great with this product. Now right. give them the opportunity. If they don't, then comment then. But don't be sad for her if you still clocking in the morning and she just like
right because she's
hey,
partying
girl.
Like every day it's her fucking birthday right about now. I can guarantee you. Let me get a check from L'Oreal, girl, girl.
Anyway, those are the black excellences. This is.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
So this week, in terms of celebrity news, I'm not going to call it Hot Topics anymore because okay. that just, it doesn't, it's never really curled all the way over with me.
All right.
I can't think of a catchy name for her either right now. I'm just going to call it Girl So Then.
Yes. All right.
Temporary name until I come up
with
something.
It's a working title.
Working title, thanks. Girl, so then.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
K. Michelle.
No, you can stop
and
right
Keisha
there.
Cole
no.
are going on tour together.
Isn't that glorious? It's going to smell like Ampro gel in that fucking amphitheater. Like
There's
wherever
no way
they
around
perform.
It.
It's going to smell like fucking Quick Weave. It's going to smell like microwave ponytails.
And those spicy pork rinds.
And missed child support payments. And
I think they should just call it.
Plastic pumps.
And so I think they should call it like On the Walk Home. Because
you know
his
what?
Baby mama ain't give him the keys.
You don't have to do this.
Or
you don't have to.
Thelma and Girl Please. That's what I want them to call it.
I have no idea what they should name this tour. I just know off top what you're going to get at this show is going to be unlike anything you have ever seen before. Like, they're going to take urban R&B to another level with this bullshit.
There are going to be so many photos of these tickets placed on Instagram with the hashtag,
bruh.
Fuck that nigga. I didn't need him no way.
Right. It's going to be like a bunch of women mad. Like,
out
at
my
home.
Bitches, though. It's going to be like
it's going to be
a
bunch of girls
of traveling
yes.
hood rat pants.
Yes.
A sisterhood of coochie cutters.
It
the
is.
Sisterhood of the traveling coochie cutters.
Don't do this.
That is what they should call it.
The sisterhood
it.
Of white boots. It's going to be that bad.
The sisterhood of the traveling wedges.
Can we not?
Anyway.
Like, so. I feel like we're making fun of the people who would go instead of the artists themselves, which is not the intention. Like, we're not making fun of you if you happen
I'm
to like
totally
their music.
I'm making fun
okay, never
of
mind.
Them. No, not the fans.
Right.
Of right. Keisha Cole and K. Michelle, and they're just style of hurt ass music. Because and then both of them are like, Keisha Cole is over here fighting niggas over Birdman. And then K. Michelle is over here with the fucking whatever the fuck this musical shit is that she's doing with VH1 that it's supposed to be like directed or produced by Idris Elba. And then every time someone asks if they slept together, she basically implies that they did. But, you know, like says it without saying it.
Right.
And it's like, ain't Idris
Elba. Isn't he engaged?
Doesn't he have a baby?
Like a baby on the way or some shit?
Why don't you shut your mouth?
Like, girl, what happened to discretion?
Anyway, I just wanted to call them Thelma and Girl, please.
Okay.
So,
I'm not surprised by anything K. Michelle does.
Tyga.
Can we not? Because seriously, I still don't even know who that is. And I don't like talking about somebody I don't even know.
You do. Tyga, the rapper.
Okay. No, I'm here for this.
Tyga, he had an interview with Vibe talking about, you know, we mentioned on the show, he's got this whole bullshit with him and Young Money where he's saying they've been holding him back.
Is that what you call, I thought you were calling that Kylie Jenner girl Young Money, and I was going to be like, really? That's nasty. I forgot that was the name of like a rap group. Forgive me.
Wait a minute. I have a quick question. Wasn't Kylie the one that was dating Will Smith's son?
No, that's Kendall. Yes, the older one.
They were the
ones? No. Wait. Shit.
Oh, who cares?
Okay.
So Tyga,
but I could have swore.
Whatever. Okay. It's like,
I don't know. They are all the same.
What did Wayman say?
I don't know.
On Low Down Dirty Shame? Mo beef us. It's just that is the Kardashian tagline.
Right,
Mo black beef us.
That is on their family crest. That is like their goddamn slogan.
So I'm just gonna go ahead and say that we're also having Hennessy.
Oh yeah, we're a little in
the studio today. Mm. More on them later in the show. So Tyga had an interview with Vibe. He told him that he's basically trying to go independent right now, which I don't believe. I feel like he's begging to be a part of good music, which I hope doesn't happen. Not to say any, whatever. He also said that he doesn't really get along with Drake, and he doesn't really get along with Nicki.
So?
He said, I don't like Drake as a person. He's just fake to me.
So?
I like his music, et cetera, whatever. And the reason he stayed on Young Money for so long is because of his relationship with Wayne. The people on Young Money, they treat Wayne like Jesus.
They talk
about that nigga like he like saved, like he died for their sins.
He did. He's their Suge Knight. Like he is their everything.
He made huge careers.
Right. He is their shit.
But my thing is Tyga Tyga or T dot
TT.
Whatever.
Whomever.
When I don't know if you remember this, Crystal, but I think this may have been before Drake's debut album was definitely, but it was like as Nicki was coming up.
So I definitely don't know.
They released like a compilation album, like all of the artists on Young Money when they had just like started this huge roster and it was called like the beginning of an empire, all my hoes gold or I don't know, some fuck shit. And they had like Bedrock with Lloyd and stuff.
Oh, I do remember Bedrock.
Right.
Okay, so, yes. I think I like that song, too.
Even since then, I don't know about y'all, but I was looking at this shit like, we have Drake, we have Nicki Minaj, and we have Lil Wayne.
And then an assortment of
and
other
niggas. And then a whole bunch of other people that will no doubt just be a whole bunch of other people. If you met, think about Chanel. How the fuck must Chanel feel? How the fuck must Gutta Gutta and J Mills and Lil Jackie and the rest of these niggas that were on Young Money on that one album and never had a debut or whatever. How must
Who
they
feel?
Who
are these people? These unsolved mysteries ass names that you're talking about? I've never heard of these motherfuckers. What kind of faces
Google
from the milk carton type
Young
shit?
Money.
No, how about I don't do that? Because all Young Money is another, this is the reincarnation of fucking Murder, Inc., which is the reincarnation of fucking Death Row. Like, this shit has been done before, and I don't care. Like, this, okay, Lil Wayne and his ragtag group of niggas decide to get together and make a rap album.
But what
girl,
I'm saying
so what?
Is like,
who or what is a Tyga?
Every time I go to California, Tyga on fleek.
What does on fleek mean?
I don't know. That's not the point.
I've been sitting on the internet for
it
weeks.
It sounds like fleet in past tense.
Right.
Or like what happens when, or like what you excrete when It just is gross.
Or like the status of your anus after you have fleeted.
Exactly.
It is fleek. It is prepared. It is rinsed.
I am fleek. I am currently fleek and ready to go.
Nigga, is you fleek yet? I feel like, because that's what it gave me the whole time. I don't know what that means.
What I'm saying is, Tyga is all, like, every time I go to L.A., I always hear his music every 5 minutes. And a lot of the records he has put out have been very catchy. Lots of DJ Mustard beats and stuff like that. And I'm not to say that he's a bad rapper, but he's not, like, a standout rapper at all to me. So I feel like whatever you've done with Young Money has been beneficial to your career. Mm-hmm. You know, and I understand you frustrated with all of this other shit. And Drake being fake, girl, duh.
Who thought Drake was like, but who cares? Like, what are you saying about Drake or Nicki Minaj that anybody would really give a fuck about? Does anybody give enough of a shit about Tyga to care what he says? I feel like the answer to that is no.
Probably like his kids.
Okay, well, his kids got that then. I sure as shit don't. I'm tired of his nasty ass being in the news. And then that shit he said today about, did you hear about that? About how he said black women don't have role models. Hmm? Black women don't really have role models, and all they look up to is Instagram and VH1, and that's all they really have. Whereas black men have Jay-Z and Puff Daddy. And like, nigga, wait a minute, what? It just goes to show how fucking stupid he is. Because, sir.
Speaking of stupid.
Like, sir.
Speaking of stupid.
Sir.
Speaking of stupid.
Okay.
T.I.
Okay. We don't...
had an interview with the Breakfast Club recently talking about his trap cape and how he loves to use it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
When people pick on his girl Iggy.
Oh, and he said that
he called Snoop Dogg and he didn't like get buck. He was basically saying that he and Snoop are friends and their kids play together and everybody is all good and it was all love, this, that, and the third. Whatever. Nobody gives a fuck about that. The reason I am bringing this up is because when asked if he would ever apologize to Azealia Banks, he said no. And he said... No. That is not what it is either. He said no because when it comes to his family and kids and so on, that's some shit basically that he's ready to die for or go back to prison for and whatever. Uh-huh. I think Charlamagne said something about him being as crazy as Gucci Man.
Oh, come on now.
To his response was, no, see, Gucci's retarded. I'm intellectually ignorant. Now, let me get it out before, because I have so much.
Please do so much.
I don't live, okay.
Off top, I have 4 questions, but please do this.
Here we go. Okay. Because I have been holding this in all day. All
right.
You dumbass. If ever a nigga dubbed, you dumb today, bitch. Okay, I don't give a fuck.
Intellectually ignorant?
I don't give a fuck about none of whatever he's talking about. I don't care about... I'm not here to talk about Iggy. I'm not here to talk about Gucci. I'm not here to talk about Azealia Banks. I'm here to talk about intellectually ignorant. That's what I'm here for this evening, sweetness. Because first of all, let's back up to him and his comment on Gucci. Now, for you, as a person who has just commented on how important your family is to you and your kids and whatever, for you to have 37 children and use the word retarded. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm someone who's grown up and had to accept and recognize that that's just not a word that that's just not something that I would say. And I have slipped up and said it before and I feel bad instantly. That's just not a good word.
Right.
So
it's a fucked up word.
For you to use that on this other grown ass man who's locked up and can't even defend his motherfucking self, you call this man retarded. And then in the very next breath, you call yourself intellectually ignorant. Woo. Do you realize that you just called yourself dumb? Like, do you, sir? Do you? This is why we need to keep reminding y'all about words and how they have meanings that mean things. Ignorance and intelligence are ignorance and intellect are literally like opposite things. I don't understand how you could say that you are intellectually ignorant. Like, I feel like what he was trying to say was that he's ignorant as in the sense of like he's nuts or he's crazy or liable. That is not what ignorant means. Like, right, all no. you have to. All you have to do is ask her. She's, Google is right there.
Say it.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. She will never let you down. You don't ever have to feel like you are placing her at an inconvenience mm-hmm. with your questions, with your need for knowledge. All you have to do is say, Google, I want to know what this word means. Yes. And she's like, bruh, here you go, right here. Always there. How the fuck can you be intellectually ignorant, dumbass? That don't make no goddamn sense.
It was
he literally. That's okay.
No, it's like I want you to simmer down. You're at like an 8, and I need you at like a 5.
Bitch, intellectual. Because the problem is, this nigga went to jail 500 times,
right,
and had access to books, and including a thesaurus. And now all of a sudden, he one of them niggas who feel like because he knows a few bigger words or a word with 4+ syllables in
right.
it. That all of this nigga has got the key to life. I know it all. Intellectually ignorant. The nigga don't even realize he called himself dumb.
Right.
You're ignorant to things of intellect?
What
is that what you're
right.
is
so
that
you're
what you're trying to say?
Ignorant to things that the rest of us studied in school? What do you mean intellectually ignorant? So
I don't.
You are stunted intellectually? You are void of intellectual capability? Nigga, what are you saying here?
What are you trying to say? Don't say shit else.
Don't say shit
to
else.
To anything. Don't say nothing to us about Iggy Azalea, about Azealia Banks, about Floyd Mayweather, nope. about your wife, about
nope.
your kids, about
nope.
your show. Put out your songs.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't about Damani or whatever, about whatever the child's name is, you keep doing those things and you stop with your big words. I understand that they gave you books. I understand that you had audible.com/3. I understand that, you know, you probably got on your iMac, it has that screensaver with, you know, the dictionary screensaver that gives you like 4 words every
right,
day.
Yes.
You have access to these words. Mm-hmm. But we need for you to use them correctly if you're going to keep assaulting us with them. Intellectually ignorant. What a dummy.
Somebody on the internet said that T.I. is just
fucking idiot.
He's just like, Oswald Bates, which is that Damon Wayans
yes.
character from In Living Color.
That's exactly
that
who he
felon
is.
Who was like using a bunch of big words and not making any goddamn sense. If you don't remember that sketch, go back and Google.
Prioritize.
Yes.
My intellectual being.
And then I monetize on my politicize. You'll be like, but
I don't criticize your right to humanize my abilities henceforth. Like, shut up. Shut your mouth. Don't say nothing else. Fuck.
That is fucking T.I. T.I. was light-skinned and went to prison. He said, how can I capitalize? Light skin alone is not enough. What can I do?
That's not enough.
I know what I could do. Learn some big words.
Oh, girl, I wish he would stop.
That's,
So Renee Zellweger says she didn't do it.
We don't have to. Okay, so
Renee Zellweger.
This is actually part of my read this week.
Oh, okay, so then let's save it.
So if we can skip her, then that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
She just like, girl, ma'am, bitch, girl. If you don't get the fuck,
she look like gum. So. And I don't know why you're. This is such a mean show. So,
oh my god, I need a medic.
So, Geneva Thomas of
bitch,
the
who?
Show.
Bitch, don't. Who? No.
Geneva
shut up.
Thomas of the show Blood, Sweat, and Heels.
What?
Was arrested
what?
After hitting Melissa Ford, her castmate, in the head with a bottle at the club.
No, I still have a lot to process.
They put the blood in Blood, Sweat, and Heels.
But you said Renee Zellweger looks like.
Like left underneath the desk in homeroom.
Swing down chariot. Because I cannot with your ass.
Anyway.
Okay, Blood, Sweat, and Heels. What is that? Who is this?
It's a reality show on Bravo.
Is that the blogger show?
I don't know exactly what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
I think it's just a show, or it's supposed to be a show about women in New York that, like, have alleged jobs.
Okay. What does Geneva Thomas do?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I do know that she's on that show, and she hit Melissa Ford in the head with a bottle.
I don't.
It's all on Instagram.
I don't argue.
Right. That's pretty much what everyone has
said about it.
So it was quite shocking. There was lots of glass on the ground broken, and it looked like maybe a friend or an assistant or someone helped Melissa out of the club, her face bloodied and everyone all upset.
Oh, fuck.
Geneva was arrested and the cameras were all there to keep it rolling. So if you watch this show, there you go. That's what you have to look forward to. Next story.
Well, Geneva should have paid attention to our good friend, the Brat, because when you beat bitches with bottles, there are serious consequences.
I hope she presses charges.
Like, Geneva, I don't know who she is, but like, you'll be lucky to avoid jail. See?
I really hope
you can't just assault people with fucking glass. What is wrong with you, hoes? Why,
okay, can I just say this really quickly then?
Yeah, do it.
I am not afraid to fuck someone up. Mm-hmm. But it's just not, I don't like doing, I don't like to fight. I prefer not to. And I've acknowledged recently that I think that there have been plenty of times over the maybe the past 4 or 5 years where I would have normally fought or like completely gone unhinged and just lost my fucking mind and went to jail. Mm-hmm. There's something, I feel like I just am too old for that now.
Yes.
Like, only way I'm gonna fight is if I have to defend myself or if I'm defending a friend. I'll jump and whoop somebody's ass over somebody trying my friend easy.
Yes. But in terms of myself, strong word. That's like 6 people in the world.
Yeah,
so
I'm talking like,
it's not niggas I know from around the way. I'm talking about my niggas.
A palm of bitches.
Yes.
Like a few people.
Nigga. Like,
family, friends.
Right.
Those are people that I will jump out, you know,
right,
for.
Myself. And that's pretty much it.
Usually, I will defend myself in a fight. And if I actually am the one to swing it first, like, I lost it or you deserved it.
Right.
Because
exactly.
No one has, like, I'm too old. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm only 26, but I have way too much to do.
Good.
And too many bills to have to worry about also having to pay lawyers and am I about to go to jail or not because
right.
I killed this bitch. Because when I fight, my goal is to ruin your life,
mm-hmm.
maybe kill you. Like,
yes.
I don't, like, I see red. And I don't know if that's what Geneva was
right.
going through or if she was just trying to get, you know, a really good spot on the next season. But you can't, like, I can't.
No.
I can't be out here fighting bitches anymore, girl, because I won't. I lose it.
Like, or if you gonna fight, use your hands. You bitches picking up other items, weapons and shit. That shit, all of a sudden, it goes from assault and battery to attempted murder, which dumbass.
Like, this is why I just don't want to do it.
Quit picking up these bottles. Like, I have been in 2 fights my whole life because that's how I know good and damn well what happens when you decide you're going to beat a bitch's ass. And so you really have to
take
me
there.
There's no
ration. There's no reason.
I'm not just going to willingly submit myself to potential jail time behind some bitch. Like, you're going to earn this ass whooping. It's going to be something where I'm sitting in jail like, I mean, oh, well, that bitch deserves
right.
it.
Right. Like,
it's going to be something where I feel like it was worth
thank
it.
Thank you. If I'm locked up and a bitch asks me, what are you doing in here? I'm going to respond. Let me tell you, I had to fuck that, and I regret nothing. Like,
right.
I'm not gonna be there and like, damn, look what I did to myself. I will sit there and spend
exactly
all of my time. Like, Remy Ma went to jail after she shot that bitch. She came out and she's still rapping about shooting
yep.
bitches. And when she was on Wendy Williams and they asked her, like, I don't know if it was Wendy, but someone asked her what she learned or how she's been doing afterwards, and she said she has learned to keep her circle small and she don't fuck with people that she don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, like, she
that's
cut
it.
A whole lot of corners. She don't regret shooting that bitch.
No.
Like, she doesn't feel so she
I regret
did her
talking
time.
To that bitch.
Right. I regret that I ever knew that hoe.
Yes.
I don't regret shooting that
that's
bitch.
That's how you know Remy Ma is real as shit.
I don't.
I'm not doing it. Not for you hoes. Not you dusty ass hoes. So unless Melissa Ford fucked this Melva girl's mama and then showed the video in the club, then it wasn't fucking worth it, bitch. It wasn't. I really hope this wasn't behind no nigga.
I doubt it. And you know what? The worst part is it's probably over something so stupid. And this is not, I'm not watching it. I know the fucking shit will air, yeah, and one of y'all will tell me.
Oh, you know it will.
But it'll air. Y'all explain it to me. I'm not watching it. But I bet you it's over something.
I bet they won't show the actual, like, hitting of the with the bottle, though. Not if there's charges pressed and all that.
Yeah, they're not. It's going to be like a quick flash of light and then it's over.
Or like how MTV would do whenever there was domestic violence, they would just put up like a black screen and be like, this is where the fight happened, when they decided to care about.
Or one of them is just going to be at the end of the episode and be like, violence is a very serious topic. If you or anyone you know, phone number.
Yes. Call the national hotline. No one should be abused.
Exactly.
On next week's episode of Ratchet Ass Bitches.
Bitch, I'm gonna fuck your ass. It's gonna be, that's
bitch,
what it is.
You ain't gonna run up on me like that. How is gonna be, you already know.
The only show that doesn't do that, actually they kind of do it sometimes. I was gonna say Bad Girls Club, because they let them bitches fight and they don't give a fuck and just replace them. Each season of Bad Girls Club has no less than 25 people on
I was gonna say, I remember a time when fighting on reality TV meant you automatically went home.
Went home.
No discussions. The producers broke the fourth wall or whatever and now, appeared on the show and was like, pack your shit.
Now
you're,
it's
fucking
like,
going home.
Right. It's like you have to, like, if you get your ass whooped, that bitch is gonna come. Like, if you beat somebody's ass, then you go
home.
Then
you go home.
Because I've watched these last few seasons of Bad Girls Club, and they be on there boxing. But if somebody starts, like, if somebody, like, really gets fucked up, or their whole weed gets pulled out, or they're bleeding or something, then a producer come and be like, you know what? The fight was just way too intense.
Right. Or if the girl says that she feels unsafe. Because I think I saw a scene where somebody was fighting by the pool, which is dumb. And the bitch hit her head like on the pool or something. And they were like, okay, that's because that could have went way left. Like, you got to go home.
We're not trying to be held accountable.
We're not going to be sued if someone dies on set.
Speaking of Wendy Williams, she explained recently how she became producer for this upcoming Aaliyah diss.
Oh, okay. I did not know that's where you were going with that.
You know, this Aaliyah movie is coming on Lifetime. And let me just say that I would rather jump in front of a bus on the West Side Highway than watch this movie. But apparently Wendy said the reason she ended up getting the producing credit by criticizing it on her show.
What?
Let me break this down. As Tierra Marie would say, let me put 10 on 20. She says that she... she says...
Don't quote Tierra
that
Marie.
She was criticizing... That bitch is funny. She says that she was criticizing the show and, like, the choice and cast and the decision, and she was saying that the R. Kelly relationship needs to be a big plot point of the movie. Mm-hmm. And then after that, apparently some people at Lifetime called her ass up and were like, well, girl, what else you got? And so she was, she must have been like, well, bitch, if you want my advice, then you need to make me a producer. And that must have been how the deal went down. So if they were so pressed to get this shit out and get the ball rolling that they called Wendy Williams after she dragged them and made her a producer, doesn't that say enough about the damn movie, girl?
Shouldn't that be like all the clues you need that maybe y'all shouldn't be making this? And then she came on as executive producer and did what? Like, I feel like it got worse.
Thank you. Why casted some niggas as Missy and
why is Iggy
Timbaland.
Azalea on the soundtrack? Why is Iggy Azalea on the soundtrack for the fucking Aaliyah movie? Why? If this Aaliyah movie was legit, everybody who was hot and cool with Aaliyah when she was popping would be on the goddamn soundtrack. It would not be no room for fucking Iggy Azalea. That bitch would have to be on the bonus disc of the re-release. Come the fuck on. This movie is some fucking garbage and everybody knows it. Missy not being behind it was all I needed.
Her family not being behind it, and I mean like her immediate family.
Right, her brother and them.
That is enough for me. But then when I see who you got playing her, when I see who you've got playing Missy and Timbaland, and then Wendy is producing it. First of all, R. Kelly doesn't need to be a big plot point. Should it be in the film? Yes. Does it need to be a huge plot point? Absolutely not. Because when you think of Aaliyah, you're not thinking, oh, that's that girl that used to date R. Kelly. A lot of people, like white people who are watching the damn movie anyway, don't even know that shit. So it doesn't need to be a fucking part of the movie. Aaliyah has dated other people. She's dated other fucking celebrities. She had a huge career, like rose to fame.
Right.
After after she dated R. Kelly.
Right.
You being messy.
Don't make Aaliyah about her relationships with R. Kelly or Dame Dash or what the fuck ever. Like, yes, there was that whole side of it, but don't front like she didn't have talent and a real ass career, because she absolutely did. Like,
right. Don't reduce it to that nasty
if
bullshit.
It's all about R. Kelly and then drama with Dame and all this, like, I don't want to, I'm not watching it no damn way. I'm not looking at that shit.
Fuck that.
Yes, fuck it. And all of y'all talking about, well, I'm watching just a tweet about it. You motherfuckers are the problem, because all Lifetime is going to see is the ratings through the roof and trending on Twitter, and that is going to tell other networks that they can go ahead and release whatever the fuck bullshit, because no matter how bad or inaccurate it is, you motherfuckers are going to watch it anyway. Do not fucking watch that movie. Do not fucking tweet about it. Leave it the hell alone. I don't know why y'all allergic to not watching shit you don't like.
At the very least, I understand hate watching, sort of.
No.
But at the very least, just don't expect me to watch it, because I have said here now, I'm not.
Hate
I don't
watching
want
is
to.
Putting money into their
I'm
pockets.
Not, I can't do it. I'm not.
It's foolish.
A bunch of people wanted to watch that Liz and Dick movie, and they knew it was going to be trash, and it was. And they died laughing the whole time because it was bad. And that's fine. I didn't watch that shit either, because I knew it was going to be terrible. And I just feel like, you know, there's so many other things I could do with like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Right. Other than paying other people who are producing content you don't like. That's dumb as hell.
So, Annie Lennox said in an interview very recently with whoever, that twerking, in reference to Beyonce, obviously, is not feminism. I think last month she said that Beyonce is feminist light. And then she said it was on NPR.
Bitch.
She said on NPR, the reason why I commented is because I think that it's overt sexuality thrust, literally, at particular audiences, when very often performers have a very, very young audience, like 7 years old. I find it disturbing, and I think it's exploitative. It's troubling. I'm coming from a perspective of a woman that's had children. Like, Beyonce doesn't have a child. When someone said, some people will know that you specifically criticized Beyonce for this, she said, I was being asked by Beyonce in the context of feminism, and I was thinking at the time about very impactful feminists that walk down the street and burn their bra or whatever the fuck it is. And then she said, listen, twerking is not feminism. That's what I'm referring to. It's not liberating. It's not empowering. It's a sexual thing that you're doing on stage that doesn't empower you. That's my feeling.
How you gonna tell somebody else what empowers them, stupid old ass bitch? Sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up.
Shut your dumb ass up, bitch. Like, what the fuck are you even talking? First of all, I have a supreme issue with women telling other women what constitutes as feminism and what doesn't. Or like,
no matter how you feel about it, don't try to tell me what does and does not empower me.
First of all,
I'd
like to know
when Beyonce wants to shake her ass on stage, and that'd be what the fuck she does.
What is she? What?
What's not feminist is trying to tear down other women and tell them that the way they perform or their version of feminism or whatever the fuck else is not good enough for you. Like, who the fuck died and made you in charge of this shit?
Said that twerking was feminism. I don't believe that Chimamanda or Beyonce or Solange or Blue or anyone said, hey, you know what? Let's twerk, because that's what feminists do. Mm-hmm. She twerked in the Flawless video. Sure, you know, showed a little bit of ass. But I don't think that, like, you're missing the whole entire point. It sounds like what offends you is that Beyonce has fans that are young and that she has shaking her ass on stage, or she's been shaking that ass in videos or whatever the fuck, and you feel some kind of way. That doesn't have anything to do with feminism. That has everything to do with the parental advisory sticker that is placed upon the front of her CDs. That has everything to do with the parents of these children that know that Beyonce is shaking her ass in these videos and talking about love and having sex with her husband. So what is that? How does that change? Right. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
I thought that feminism was just the idea that everyone should be treated equally regardless of their gender. And that was like it.
That's not just what feminism is, but that is the very damn basic definition of it. Like,
so then I don't understand why. And
it can get a lot more complicated, but everybody should agree on that point.
I know there are like layers to it. Levels. I understand that there are different kinds of feminists. Mm-hmm. But that's my point. Like, if it all boils down to equal rights across gender, right? Mm-hmm. So what is Beyonce? First of all, if you're twerking, if you're shaking your ass, if you got your titties out, and that's to entice a man, or that is to turn a man on and make a man dick hard, that's one thing. But why can't you, like, who says that shaking your ass on stage doesn't make you feel empowered? I do it all the time. And I feel great about it. So why can't a woman do, like, who says that her shaking her ass to a song?
Why is it always Beyonce? Like, why is Beyonce always being held up as, like, this person who's supposed to model whatever values y'all feel like should be reflected?
Like, I feel like
Beyonce doesn't have to prove your feminism to you.
I feel like she does get a lot of flack for calling herself a feminist or saying feminist or talking about what she thinks it is. But I think that a lot of women who, especially famous women that come forth and call themselves feminists, get flack for it. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of regular ass women who just talk about feminism, it's one of those topics that it's hard to have a conversation with because people hear the word and feel like they know what the fuck they're talking about, and then just it becomes a whole bunch of fucking ignorance. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are women that do rally together and have, you know, written books and have walked in protests and done all of these things as a part of a feminist movement. But that doesn't mean that they're the only thing. That's one kind of feminism.
Right. And I don't think my kind of feminism and Beyonce's kind of feminism is anything like Annie Lennox or most of mainstream white America's feminism, because you hoes love, pardon me, to start hollering and hooping about all this different shit, and y'all make 77 cents on the man's dollar, but y'all don't never speak up about how we only make 68 cents, or how the Latina girls make even less than that, or the trans girls make even less than that. Like, they're all worried about their feminism, but it's their feminism. They don't give a fuck about women, like, across racial and color lines. They say they're talking about women, but they act like women of other races aren't disproportionately affected. So whatever the fuck you talking about, Annie Lennox, really is not relevant to Beyonce's demographic, which includes me. So you can go ahead over there with your old ass short hair ass opinion and just keep that shit over there. I don't know why I pointed out she has short hair. I just don't like that bitch. So you can stay over there with your opinion on what feminism is and what you think a feminist should be and all that. That's fine and gravy, because the girls who are listening to you are not the girls listening to Beyonce and vice versa. So, okay, you feel that way? All right, girl, fine. But I don't never see y'all speaking the fuck up. You know what? Because this is part of my read. I'm not even about to do that.
Like twerking is not feminism. It's fun.
Right. I mean, it's a dance. Who said it was feminism? No, it is not a political movement. It is dancing. Did that need to be clarified for you stupid assholes?
I don't. Shut up.
And then people be like, well, how can you be a feminist and call people hoes and bitches? Because the same way I call these girls hoes and bitches, I call these boys hoes and bitches. And
come
I will continue to do so.
Today,
all y'all some stupid ass hoes and bitches.
Right here.
And you will stay being a dumbass slut, a dumbass bitch, whatever the fuck I choose to call you, if that's the way you acting. And that goes regardless of what's between your legs. I really don't give a shit. If you stupid or you say something stupid like Annie Lennox did, then that's what the fuck I'm going to call you. All right, stupid ass hoe, next. And so what?
Annie Lennox looked like a Q-tip.
Okay, can you?
So that is this week with Girl So Then. No, I don't like that.
Okay, well, you know, it's a working title. We can
how about, like, I ain't gonna tell you, but how about,
I ain't one to gossip, but you ain't heard that from me.
We'll work on it. Let's
Yeah,
take a
no,
break.
That wasn't a title. That was a In Living Color reference.
Oh, yeah. Benita
Love
Betrayal.
That. Yes.
My alter ego.
Okay, so yeah, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, don't forget to check out one of our favorite sponsors, NatureBox. You can still go over to naturebox.com/thereed and get 50% off of your first month. NatureBox is an awesome subscription service that sends you smart, delicious, great snacks. I'm addicted to, I mean, we always talk about their cashews, sriracha covered cashews and how good they are, but I also really love the garden tomato crunchies and the cheddar and onion sunflower kernels. You can go to naturebox.com right now and check out all the snacks that they have to offer. They're really, really, really good, so check them out.
Yes, guys, head on over to naturebox.com/3 for 50% off your first month. You already know you can have them sent to the home or office, so whatever is most convenient for you, you can choose which size box is best for you and your family, and you can have them send random snacks, or you can pick the ones you want. You can discover something new and fantastic. You already know there's nothing fake or gross in NatureBox snacks. So again, head on over to naturebox.com/thread. It's our very favorite, and it's 50% off your very first month. It's time to snack smarter with NatureBox and The Read.
That's right, naturebox.com/thread. Go check them out and let them know that we sent you. Have a great time, and let's get back to the show. Okay, so it's time for the letters from home.
Yes, it is. Let me find my... Here it is. All right. So if you have a question, send it to asktheread@gmail.com. And I'm looking through these now, trying to see which one I'm going to do first. I don't know if I want to do them. Let's start with one that I feel is pretty fun. This is from Penny Loafer, who said...
Okay.
No, she came up with that name on her own. I did not do this.
Worked out.
My boyfriend and I recently had an argument about something that I feel is the most ridiculous thing ever. And he's been walking around like I kidnapped his grandmother ever since. We have been dating for 5 years and we are in our mid-20s, have our own apartments, jobs, and no kids. There has never been any serious discussion regarding marriage or long-term plans, and I thought we were both of the mindset, if it ain't broke, leave it the fuck alone. Recently, while waiting for my car to be serviced, I was killing time walking around a high-end mall. I went into a jewelry store, and I saw a ring so exquisite it stopped me dead in my tracks. I tried it on, and it looked even better, and I had to have it. So I purchased it, and I wore it out of the store. When my boyfriend saw it, he lost his fool-ass mind. At first, he thought I was cheating. Why would you wear the ring? Okay. Okay. And then he was pissed that I bought myself a quote-unquote engagement ring. He says it makes him look like an ass, and he's very concerned about what other people will think when they see me wearing a 2.5-carat diamond ring that is not from him. I am not wearing the ring on my married hand, and I see nothing wrong with my saying that it's not an engagement ring, just a beautiful piece of jewelry that I bought for myself. My boyfriend cannot believe that I can't see what's wrong with this. He said I have insulted him and undermined him as a man, and he said the only resolution is for me to return the ring. I said that's some bullshit, and the only resolution is for him to not worry about how I spend my money. We have been stuck on this merry-go-round for 3 weeks. Every conversation, comment, facial expression leads back to this. Who is right, me or me? I just noticed you did that. That is from Penny Loafer. And what does she do? What a pickle.
Sweetie, why? Why would you get... I mean, in essence, there's nothing wrong with what she did.
Yeah.
I can sort of see both sides to this.
Can you really?
If you're not wearing it on your, like, ring finger, your wedding...
Your left hand.
Your left hand.
Right.
Then, obviously, it's not, like, an engagement ring. And I don't think that anyone's going to think anything of you for buying a nice ring for yourself. So, I think that your boyfriend is definitely overreacting. It's all about, like, you know, rub his back and, like, make him some macaroni and cheese. And he'll be all right.
I don't understand how you have undermined him as a man and insulted him by buying yourself a ring.
Niggas are sensitive. Men are very sensitive. They're just not sensitive in a lot of the manners that women are. Men get very sensitive when they feel like their masculinity is being tested.
But it's not an engagement ring.
Right, but that's not the way that he's processing it. He's processing it as, I'm a bad bitch and I can go out here and go get me an engagement ring for my motherfucking self because your ass won't do it. Men are just like women in the pettiness inside relationships.
Okay, got it.
They just won't let... They don't say that. Men like to act like, you know, petty shit and gossip and all this other stuff is
like they fly
their
above.
Female traits. Right. They are not. Men just have it in different ways, and a lot of it is completely nonsensical. So what you buying a ring for yourself, there's nothing wrong with it. But I understand his problem because he's a man. And that is the way that a man might process. Not every man, but that is the way that some man would process that. Because
but
it's like you walking around.
It's completely irrational. Like, okay, it's a diamond ring, but it's not. At first I was like, okay, I can see how he would feel away if she was wearing it on the left hand ring finger. I can see how he would be like, okay, people are going to take that the wrong way. But if it's not even on that finger, then what the fuck is the big ass deal?
Because if it draws attention to the idea of like it, like it, I think,
well, like
that,
it makes him look bad, like she had to buy her own ring because he couldn't,
I don't know,
it
doesn't
shit?
Even, I don't know if he feels like it makes him look bad, but it definitely will put eyes on it. May be the fact that he's not ready to be married or anything like
right.
that, and so he may feel like you're placing the spotlight on marriage by wearing a diamond ring on your finger, and he's not comfortable with that, so that's why he's bitching up about it. So it could be a few different things. What I'm saying is he's not processing it as just you bought yourself some jewelry and you're rocking it because you like it. Like, he's taking it as something completely different, and he's being sensitive because he feels like you're emasculating him. And emasculating a man is literally like, you might as well just go get like some like scissors and cut off his nuts. Or like, you might as well just do it.
Or they could just get over themselves. Like, come on, that is nothing but ego. Like, you are letting your ego and your false sense of masculinity or what the fuck else color your judgment here, because if it's not on the engagement finger,
sweetie,
there's no reason to care.
I'm just here.
I know. I see what you're saying, but it just is not logical.
That's not how it is going to work.
Well, I don't.
Which is why I said you returning the jewelry that you purchased for yourself and that you love is absolutely ridiculous, and you do not need to do that. The nigga will get over it. Rub his back, cook him his favorite, you know, what make his greens the way he likes it, whatever the fuck, and he will eventually get over it.
And if he doesn't,
or don't
let
wear it
go,
around him.
Really? I feel like if he does not, if he is stuck on this shit and he just refuses to see the logic and the good sense in this conversation, then maybe he's just a misogynistic fuck nigga and you don't want him in your life, no way. Because, girl, what?
I don't think it's that dude.
To get that mad, to like, you, I'm not going to argue about nothing for 3 weeks. I'll break up with you before then. I fucking refuse. I'm not arguing for 3 weeks about the same damn topic.
I mean, if that's how you feel, girl, go for it. I just feel like this is some dumb shit that he's going to get over. It's just really about...
Yeah.
I mean, relationships are compromised. If it bothers him that much and you want to stay in the relationship, I just wouldn't wear it around him because I don't think that it's that big of a deal. Like... If it's not an engagement ring, you don't need to be wearing it all the time anyway.
But I don't think wearing it around him is going to solve the problem. And he's just going to be like, okay, well, I mean, you still have it, though. Like, when you out and about, other people still see it. Like, I feel like that's not going to be good enough, just not wearing it around him.
I have done my best.
Yes, you have.
With this one penny. I've done the best
luck,
I can.
Penny girl. Like, I absolutely agree with you. And I think Ifiri does, too. But it's just... it's not really much you can do to like make him not be irrational about this.
The thing about men who get like super into their feelings about being emasculated is that it's always over something dumb. It's always over shit. It's like niggas who get upset when a girl will start arguing or start barking on a nigga that disrespected their man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. Why can't she be like, yeah, fuck your... Like, you know what I mean? Like, if she's not trying to whoop the nigga's ass for you. Now, like, if you get your ass whooped by a dude and then your girl comes after you and fucks his ass up, then you might want to stay in the house for a couple of months.
Or you might want to say thank you. Shit.
Like, I would be in the house. Like, I'm just going to be like, God. I appreciate the fuck out of you, babe. But I'm going to be right in here with my Netflix.
I just personally can't show my face for a while because everybody knows that you came through and handled my work for me. So
no, like, it is, a lot of it does have to do with patriarchy and misogyny, but yeah. It's just kind of like men, they lust for power and they lust for strength and ego.
Well, that's what's
is
wrong
just
with the world
a
now.
Part of me. But that's just how it is. That's all I'm saying.
Girl. Well, good luck to you, Penny. I wouldn't tolerate this shit for too much longer, so it's up to you though. Our next letter.
But I mean, shout out to you for going and buying yourself diamonds.
2.5 carat too, bitch. Like, yes. That wasn't no, like, you spent real ass money.
That's what hurt his motherfucking feelings.
She was like, this 10 grand at least. I don't even know. I feel like 10,000 is a minimum you would spend on a two, especially in a high end mall.
God bless you.
I'm not mad.
Yes. I'd have done that shit too.
So she was like, oh, this is actually gorgeous.
Shit, as a matter of fact, maybe you should break up with his motherfucking ass. Because if you can ball out like that on yourself, he needs to be proud. Yes, she did purchase this.
Sure did.
All on her lonesome.
My baby got all that money. Yes, good credit and all. Our next letter comes from B, and it says, B is a girl. About a month ago, my sister and I had a falling out with two of our very close friends. It was over something stupid, but it was enough to make us stop talking to each other for about a month. Oh, so I guess that's been as long as since it happened.
Okay. Hennessy just smells like dessert.
Mm. Oh, is that some more? Can you put me a little more in because I'm all done? So where was I? Oh, now I don't know about y'all, yes, but if I don't like someone and I know they don't like me, then I kind of expect them to be talking shit about me and they should expect me to do the same.
Okay, well, no.
No, girl, I don't feel that way, but that's all right. Because our friends were so close with me and my sister, they knew a lot of my family, particularly my cousin. They developed a relationship with her, but not one that was separate from us, meaning when they didn't call and invite her out, they did it all through us, or they didn't hang out with her alone, they invited us to. That changed the minute we stopped being friends with them, and all of a sudden my cousin was spending time at their house and going out with them. That didn't really bother me because she's grown and she can do what she wants. But one day I jokingly made a comment and said, I'm mad at you because you hang out with people that don't like me. And she then says completely seriously, whenever they talk shit about you, I don't say anything. That floored me because, number one, you're my family. If anybody is talking about me in front of you, I expect you to stand up for me or just leave, not just sit there. And number two, bitch, you my family. I'm not crazy for thinking this way, am I? I haven't talked to my cousin since then, and I have now made up with my friends. We sat down and talked it all out, but I refuse to talk to them about why I'm not talking to my cousin. I did let them know what she said, and they, of course, denied it, that they were talking shit about her behind her back. And I'm not mad that they were talking about me because I was definitely doing the same. There it goes. But my family keeps telling my sis and I that we need to talk shit out with the cousin. But I see it like this. For people to be comfortable.
There we go. Somebody didn't proofread this week.
No, I sure didn't. For people to be comfortable enough to talk about your family around you, you are probably talking shit about us as well. What do y'all think we should do? Yes, I did not proofread that. So this young lady's dilemma. Did you get it? You got it? Okay, great.
So she fell out with some friends that were also friends with her sister and her cousin. Then the cousin was still hanging out with the friends. The friends were talking shit, and she said,
and the cousin was like,
she
didn't say nothing, right?
My thing is, why would you tell your cousin that A, they were talking shit about you, why? And B, you didn't say anything?
Like, your cousin seemed like she maybe not the brightest crayon in the box, because I would not have divulged that information. I would have kept that shit to myself. Why would you say, oh, hey, girl, yeah, and them bitches was talking shit about you, and I was just like,
and I just be sitting there quiet, girl. Like, what?
Like, I'm not getting in it. Let me tell you something. If we kin by blood, you automatically on my side. I don't give a fuck about
nothing
else. That's
how it's supposed to be.
I be damned. I'm sitting here thinking about my cousins, and it ain't a single one of them that would let a bitch just talk some cold ass shit about me and sit back like, oh, you didn't say nothing. Like, bitch, that's my cousin.
And
like,
you're not even a part of the family. It's one thing if like a cousin is talking shit about another cousin.
Oh, because that happens all the time.
Because
that's just family.
Life, right. But you ain't even blood, and you over here talking shit about my blood. And you expect to not get cussed out? You must be crazy.
Like, bitch, her mama and my mama are sisters. It ain't nothing you saying about any of my cousins in my presence, and I'm just gonna sit the fuck back and mute about it.
Even if we're on the worst of terms.
Even if
you're not going to talk, you're not going to come from my family.
You're really not. You're not coming to nobody that I'm blood kin to, or even like people in my family who have married into the family and we consider them like just family. Like, it just, you not talking shit about my family. So if I was you, I would definitely have an attitude with my cousin about this whole situation, because she need to understand that it's some shit you just don't do. Like, you not, I don't even get why she felt like it was ever okay to sit back and let some other hoes that she ain't kin to talk shit about her blood. Like, that's just not me. That's not where I come from. That's just nothing about my experience says that that's an okay thing to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck with that cousin like that, honestly. Like, y'all could talk, you know what I mean? But I feel like that is just me. I'd always look at you crooked after that. Yeah. Because I would start feeling like, well, then you probably was probably talking shit about me too. And
right,
say
that's
anything.
What she's saying. But like, I see why your family is like, y'all need to talk it out, because it's nothing worse than when there's conflict within the family, especially if y'all are close and everybody's around each other a lot. Like, you just don't want two people that you love and are kin to like beefing with each other. So I do feel like y'all should talk it out, but you should be very honest with her. Like, girl, that's grimy as fuck that somebody was talking shit about me and you just sat there. Like, I know maybe you felt like you was being a good friend and staying out of it, but it's a difference between friends and kin. Shit. Now right. It just is. Like, you're not just gonna talk shit. Nobody is just gonna talk shit about my brothers, nephews, mama, cousin. Nobody. You're just not gonna do it.
I wouldn't even sit here and talk shit to your face about
you,
your family.
Your friends are dumb
even
and your
if
cousin
I hated
is dumb.
Them.
Right. Because I assume that if I talk shit to you about your cousin, no matter how cool we are or how mad you are at that cousin, eventually you're gonna go back and tell your cousin, listen, you gotta be careful about Crystal because that bitch is sneaky and she was talking shit about you when y'all wasn't cool.
When I'm talking about somebody, honestly, I assume that there's always the chance that it's gonna get back to them.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're family or if you are family or if you are friends, it's definitely going to get back to them, which is why a few of you dumbass bitches will be out here talking shit about motherfuckers in this very city.
Can you not?
To their motherfuckers.
Do
like, girl, duh, dummy. Anyway.
People do be surprised though, like, oh, I didn't even know that you didn't fuck with me. Like, nigga, You didn't realize that you told my friend. Okay.
Anyway, right. So. Right.
Anyway, yes.
What I'm saying is, I would even, because I don't give a fuck. Like, if I were to say something and it gets back to them, that's fine. Because, bitch, if you have a problem with what I said, you can come and see me about it.
I don't say nothing to nobody that it's a secret. It's not a secret.
Out of respect, though, of you, like, if we're cool on, like, that level, even if I don't fuck with your family or one of your family members, out of respect for you because I fuck with you, I'm not going to talk shit about your family to you.
Right.
Even if I know you won't say nothing. That's just disrespectful.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Fuck that.
So, yeah, girl, talk to your cousin about it, but make sure you very, like, clear about how fucked up this was, because she didn't have no business getting that messy. Like, just, ugh. I don't like it. And then for y'all, you done patch things up with the friends, too. They just, ugh. This is a mess. Nobody in your life has any sense.
Y'all need enemas.
Okay. That.
Because sometimes it's like a spiritual and a physical cleanse.
You know what? I think that's enough for questions.
Yeah.
I think let's wrap up the questions. If you have one, send it to asktheread@gmail.com. We're going to take a short break and we're going to be right back. Hey, ladies, have you been thinking of, oh, my goodness, the holidays are coming up and I don't know what to get for that special man in your life? Maybe it's your boyfriend, husband, maybe it's your son who has hit puberty early, maybe it's your daddy, whoever it is in your life, they probably need a razor, and that's where Bevel comes in. Bevel is the first and only shaving system created for men with coarse, curly hair, so that's specifically men with a certain hair type, and as you know, people with different hair types often need different products. Bevel is fantastic because this shaving system works better specifically for this hair type. Kid Fury has the razor and he loves it, so he's gonna tell you a little bit about it.
Yes, I was blessed with the Bevel razor, and for real, for sure, razor bumps are like my Keisha Cole. Like, I hate them so much. They're just terrible. But the Bevel razor is actually really, really cute. I love the design of it. I love the weight of it. It comes with like lots of other little products in it, like a brush, a really good cream to shave with.
Yeah.
And ever since I've been using it, I have not been seeing razor bumps like I used to at all. So it's a really huge improvement if you are someone who has suffered from the horrifying life of razor bumps. I definitely suggest that you give Bevel a look-see and try them out, because it's an awesome product.
Yes, guys, so go to getbevel.com today and use code THEREAD to get 20% off your first month. That's getbevel.com. Bevel is, again, like we said, fantastic and designed from the ground up to give a smooth, bump-free shave. 4 out of 5 men reported reduced razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation. So again, getbevel.com and use code THEREAD to get 20% off your very first month.
Yes, thank you for making me feel sexy, Bevel. I love you.
Yay, let's get back to the show.
So, time for Reed.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to go first?
Not really. You can go first. I feel like I always go first.
Fine. So, I have 2 reads.
Okay.
One is for you, and it is just the fact that
you really gonna do this?
Purchased Hot Nigga by Bobby Shmurda,
but
you
ago.
Don't like Migos.
Fuck with us, and then we
you, madam, can no longer give me shit.
I don't care
about my musical choices and
song.
Loves because you like Bobby
Shmurda. It's a good song.
I didn't say it wasn't. I say that you like Bobby Shmurda, but you don't like Migos. It makes no sense. And why do you like Bobby Shmurda's song? Because of the video. Because of that motherfucking iPhone 4 video that they did in Brooklyn or wherever. Because he threw up his hat in the sky. Meanwhile, Migos is over here giving you a motherfucking a single shot trap hip hopera shot and produced and presented by Complex or whatever the fuck. They're giving you all of this musical rage and just and cinematography and lighting and bitches cooking dope in the kitchen.
I enjoyed the Trap House movie, but the music is terrible. It just is.
It is amazing.
Okay, you got it.
And it is the same thing as Bobby. Bobby Shmurda is rapping about terrible New York shit, and Migos is rapping about terrible Atlanta shit. They are one in the same. One in the same.
Okay, what's your next read? Because I'm not about to sit here and listen to this.
There was recently a video that came out on the internet.
Oh, God. No, not the internet.
I don't know if you saw this, but there was a woman in Baltimore a teacher who got into a fight with her student. Did you see the video?
I sure did.
So the story goes as follows. Apparently, this teacher, I don't know her name, and I'm going to save it, says that one of her students, the 17-year-old girl, was using her cell phone during an exam. She told the girl to get off of her phone. An argument began. And I guess from the clip that you see, the teacher is standing in a hallway and she's on the phone. So she's probably calling a principal or teach somebody to come get this girl, I'm assuming. So in the process of the girl like getting her things out of the classroom and I guess leaving, she at some point throws a textbook at the teacher. And at that point, the teacher began to whoop this girl's ass.
Yes.
I mean, beat her ass, slammed her into the lockers, was pulling her hair. Another student actually had to try and separate them because there was no stopping that teacher, honey. She was getting off into that ass in Baltimore. So
you really did Baltimore.
But I did it wrong. But it's fine. My read is for the family. It's not for the student. Mm-hmm. It's not even for the teacher, who is apparently now on administrative leave, and the student is, I think, facing criminal charges. My read, oh, that's classy. Aren't you the one who asked me if my phone was on silent?
This is an alarm. An alarm went off.
For
something that, business, get back to what you was talking about.
What stud is texting
you? Okay, it is an alarm. Like I said, this is not my iMessage. I had an alarm set and I forgot
about
it.
For when you're supposed to text your stud back?
Can you not?
Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted.
That is the first time my phone has ever gone off in the studio.
The auntie of the child said something about being so upset or disappointed in the teacher because she's supposed to be a role model. So let's just go ahead and address your ass first, auntie. Sweetheart, those teachers are not there to be role models to your children. If they are great teachers, and if your child is receptive to it, then maybe they will be role models. And I have had several teachers, professors that have been like role models to me, but that is not what they're supposed to do. Teachers are there to teach your children the curriculum, grade their asses, and pass them on to the next. That is what they're there to instill knowledge in your child. You are the one who needs to be a motherfucking role model to your niece, not that teacher. Don't blame her for your child throwing a goddamn book at her like she lost her black ass mind in the high school. And then the granny gonna come behind that saying, well, maybe she's a problem child. Maybe she's a good child. Who knows?
No.
We know, girl.
We know, bitch.
Because we just sat there and watched the heifer throw a damn book at her teacher and get fucked up. Like Icon said.
And she had been in multiple fights like that. It wasn't even her first fight of the year.
You knew the girl was bad. You know that girl has a motherfucking attitude problem. So, sweetheart, what is going on at home? What is going on in this child's life to the point where she feels like she can just pick up a textbook and throw it at a teacher because what? She don't like her? Because the girl told her to get off the phone during an exam, whatever. Like, you need not worry about this teacher who lost her damn mind because I don't give a fuck. First of all, this is technically not first because I have covered several points, but I really want to get down to the nitty gritty, which is that them teachers don't get paid nearly enough to have to deal with your bad ass. What is the term? It was on my fucking. Your bad ass.
Teenager?
No, that's not it.
Adolescent?
No.
Pupil?
No.
What does it start with? How many syllables?
Upbringing. We're talking about upbringing.
Okay. You're badass.
You're maladjusted.
Yes. There you go.
Badass. Teenager. Fuck that.
Woo.
You knew the girl was bad when you sent her ass to school. She threw a book at someone. The lady lost her damn thinking for a second, and she whooped that child's ass. Now, let me tell you something. Your young man comes to the school where I'm not getting paid not nearly enough
right.
to be teaching them, and in Baltimore at that?
Yes.
And she want to throw a book at me?
It's on. That's why I couldn't be no teacher. My student teaching, my first week of student teaching, I was in the suburbs of fucking Oklahoma. So it is as scary as American Horror Story like shit for a black person. I walk in the school and somebody done wrote, "We're killing all the niggers tomorrow," or something on the bathroom wall. And that was when I knew that teaching was not in my spirit. My parents are teachers.
Doing it.
I cannot. Because the first time one of these badass teenagers come at me crooked, I'm knocking your kid the fuck out unapologetically.
My grandparents were teachers. I have several aunts and uncles that teach. Never. Especially because these niggas today are a different breed of disrespectful.
That's what everybody
says. And what
says.
Is worse is that they are not having anyone at home fuck that ass up.
Ain't that it?
There's no one doing it. You should be the one. If I would have thrown a book.
Nigga, can we talk about
my
it?
My teacher.
Please say
middle,
it.
High, which elementary, pre, don't whichever matter. School. Let me, my black ass, have thrown anybody's published book
bruh.
At a teacher's ass in that school. I'm getting that ass whooped by the teacher. And if not, I'm getting several ass whoopings when I get home. I'm getting a mother.
Come
on. I'm getting a father.
Yep.
I'm getting grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt. Uncle cousin whooping.
I was going to say, don't even let an auntie stop by and happen to hear the story, because then she going to want a piece of my ass too. Like,
the teacher would have whooped my ass and I would have still went home and got jumped. I don't understand. And you're trying to blame.
And y'all are on TV excusing this girl's behavior. Now, I'm not saying the teacher was right, but I'm not saying her ass was wrong.
Absolutely not. Because you know
kids,
what?
That girl is grown. 17.
She ain't in no motherfucking kindergarten. She's not going
like
home.
It ain't like no 6-year-old threw a book at you.
That bitch ain't exploring with Dora. She is a like 17 okay. years old. She knew what the fucking time it was when she threw that book and she wasn't ready for the dragon that commenced. So what you need to be doing is figuring out what is going on in your child's mind or where you skipped a beat or some shit that maybe you didn't ignore or some shit that you should have talked about that you didn't, for her to feel like she needs to just go to school and fight, or for her to feel like it is acceptable for her to throw books at grown ass adults and nothing is gonna happen. If that's the case, she gonna throw the wrong thing at the wrong person out in the street.
That's
and you gonna be burying her ass. So you need to talk to yourselves and talk to her, maybe talk to someone at your church home
mm-hmm.
and figure out what the problem is. But that ass whooping was on time. It was delivered like Amazon Prime, bitch. That shit was like free 2-day shipping on
yes,
that ass.
Yes,
yes. Yes, ma'am.
That was overnight delivery for
and
$3 on your ass. I'm not mad at it at all. Because, girl, listen, within 3 years of graduation, that child is going to have a record. Like, you done already got into multiple fights. You have a history of a fight. That is the first semester. I guarantee you, that teacher has been sitting on that ass whooping since school started in August. She has been trying
her best
for weeks to not whoop that little bitch's ass. I know. Listen, I grew up in a household of teachers. Your kids are fucking bad.
Like they're,
they bad.
They're bad, girl. They're bad. And it's like you don't want to acknowledge it or just accept it. Your kids are bad. And you don't want to shine light to it because it's probably all your fault.
Right. It's most likely your fault that these kids don't know how to fucking act. Now, I tell you one thing. I could handle kindergarten through eighth grade. That was no problem, because at that age, they still young enough to fear the teacher a little bit. But it's something about them high school motherfuckers. They just don't give a shit about anything. And I can't. I'm sorry. This teacher, listen, she better than me, because I probably would have whooped her ass around September or so. Like, my patience don't run that long. So
that little girl, if she cannot sit in a social setting as simple as a classroom without losing her damn mind and throwing books and fighting grown-ups, then maybe you should homeschool her ass and talk to her and pray together and, you know, shed some tears and get down to the root of it so that she can have a promising future. Because I don't blame that little girl, and I do not blame that teacher. I blame y'all asses sitting on national TV talking about maybe she's a problem child and maybe she's not. With your dumb asses, like, we don't have
no
two
maybe.
Eyes and
no
watch
maybe.
The girl throw, like, war and peace at the damn teacher.
You not just throw...
Bitch threw every damn Zane, all of the Eric Jerome Dickey books.
My parents would have skinned me alive if I disrespected a teacher in that manner.
Bitch, Eric Jerome Dickey's books were huge. What is your read?
So my read this week, first of all, shout out to Lovey over at awesomelylovey.com, and then also for Harriet, where I first saw this story. Those are two of my favorite blogs. And if you want somebody to talk about this without swear words and in a much more intelligent way, then definitely head over to those sites, because they're going to basically say the same thing I say, but in a much nicer way. You tired ass white feminists on my last nerve, because you bitches love, and I mean love, to jump up and say some shit when a white woman is being attacked or disrespected in some way, but let some shit happen to a black girl and it's motherfucking crickets. But not only, I'm not even mad about that shit, because that's what I expect out of y'all. But not only do y'all ignore it when black women are disrespected, you have the goddamn gall to rally on us and talk about how we need to speak up and we need to save the girls and we need to this and all this other shit. But when it come time for us, and when some shit happens to us, you bitches is ghost, silent, done left, clocked out, ain't nowhere to be found. And this shit, like, it's been so many examples of it recently. And then for white women to come back and all this shit, like Annie Lennox's ass talking about Beyonce's not feminist and all this other shit, girl, shut up. Because when Jennifer Lawrence's nudes leaked, I've never seen such a fucking outpouring of people being concerned and upset, and this is fucking wrong, and you're wrong if you click the pictures, and this is it is a fucking scroll of black girls whose nudes have leaked before then and leaked since then, and half the women talking about, oh, we need to respect women's bodies and not violate their privacy, and this is had not shit to say when Rihanna or Gabrielle Union or Jill Scott or anybody else's nudes was leaked. Not until Jennifer Lawrence's shit came out was it an issue, and oh, we need to be careful, Emma Watson or whoever, like all these other girls, like not until this shit happened to a crop of white girls that everybody decided to give a fuck. And it's the same shit with Iggy Azalea. Like, as much as I hate to say anything in defense of Azealia Banks' raggedy ass, she does have a point as far as T.I. and all that shit he talked and all this, and nobody really gave a damn about T.I. ripping Azealia apart. But as soon as Snoop came for Iggy and Swaggy P, whoever the fuck that is, I guess somebody Nicki or Iggy is fucking, when he couldn't handle the man disrespecting Iggy, all of a sudden T.I. got to call Snoop and it's got to be squashed. Like, really? We have to stand up and defend this shit when all of a sudden it happened to a white girl? Do you know how long Snoop has been talking about bitches and hoes? Like, Snoop has been disrespecting women since I was like 9 years old. All of a sudden it's a problem. Now we need to talk about misogyny and hip hop and what's going too far and bullying. Bitch, bullying? But do you know what genre this is? It's not goddamn country music. This is not no Taylor Swift shit. Don't nobody give a damn about your fucking feelings, bitch. This is hip hop. If you can't handle it, you know what you should have did? We talked about this before. You should have took your ass in the studio. If you can't handle somebody talking shit about you, then maybe this is the wrong genre of music for you. Maybe you need to go do something else. Maybe you need to make kiddie music. Maybe you need to go be on one of them kids bop albums or some shit. You need to go do something else. Join Nick, something that where your feelings are guaranteed to not be hurt. This is not the lane for you. It's always some shit. And the newest shit is this Renee Zellweger thing. Now listen, we're not about to sit up here and act like Renee Zellweger did not rearrange her fucking face. And no. I cannot put my fingers on it. I don't know what it is. But
I'm not sure.
It's like she got her cheeks done, maybe, or like her eyes opened. I don't. But she looks like an entirely different person. That whole squinty eyed thing and her big
smile.
She looks
like Cameron Diaz.
She looks like a multitude of white women all mixed up in one pot and then pushed out a generic white girl. Like, she used to have some character to her face and looked, you know, different from the other girls. And now she just washed that out. She's like Kim Kardashian, how she tried to just erase all the Armenian out of her face. I mean, she's been pretty successful at that. Kim is not as dark, nor as hairy, nor as ethnic as she used to be. Like, she, her nose is smaller and everything, so she did a pretty good job of washing all the ethnicity out of her face. And that's what it looks like Renee Zellweger did. And now all of a sudden, have you seen this shit on the internet? It's all these think pieces by white feminists and how we need to stop plastic surgery shaming, which really, if we can't plastic surgery shame, then what can we do? We can't even talk about bitches for getting all this shit done to their face. But no, it's a problem now. But how long have we been talking about fucking Little Kim? How long have we been talking about how Kim chopped her face up?
Since we were counting the lens.
Bitch. It has not been an issue to talk shit about somebody getting plastic surgery until it happened to Renee Zellweger. And now it's this feminist issue and we all need to be nice and da 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 da. No, maybe people need to understand that everybody's going to have an opinion on something and maybe it's right and maybe it's wrong. But don't sit up here and act like the cause only matters when it happens to one of you. And if that's how you feel about it, then fine. But don't come over here to me and my community talking about we need to give a fuck about one of your cherished, precious ass white girls because somebody said something mean to them and they have a boo-boo now and their feelings are hurt. Bitch, fuck you. You don't give a fuck when nothing happens to black girls at all. And you don't give a shit when anything happens to black boys either. Miley Cyrus and Macklemore's asses ain't showed up in Ferguson once. Y'all want to twerk and rap and all this shit. You ain't down with no real ass black ass cause though. I didn't see you hoes marching for Trayvon or for Mike Brown or for anybody else who was shot and killed by crazy ass white people, but when it happens to you, we supposed to care. No, bitch, kiss my ass. And that's my read this week.
Well,
okay.
Well,
so that wraps up the read. You can check us out on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read, and you can catch every episode on thisistheread.com. Woo.
Hey, girls. I am. Okay, first of all, we have the Read DC.
Yes, sold out, but we're going to be giving away some VIP tickets.
Today.
Yes.
We haven't done that already.
Thursday. So make sure you're following us on Twitter to be eligible to win.
Yes, this is the Read on Twitter. And you can also, I think there's still tickets for the show in Toronto.
I think so. Check out thereadtoronto.com.
Yeah. Go to thereadtoronto.com and the Read NOLA for the show in New Orleans.
Yes,
in December.
On December 13th.
And check out, see if there's some tickets there. We'd love to, you know, have some fun with you all. Yes. Also, I'm having a Halloween party, or a Trilloween party, as I like to call it. So you can go to Trilloween, that's TRILLOween.com for tickets to it. I'm so excited because Hennessy is sponsoring.
Yes! Turn up, bitch, for real.
Full circle moment.
Yes.
Like, I love, everyone knows how much I love Hennessy. Yes. So I'm really excited that they agreed to sponsor the Halloween party. That's open bar all night. Hennessy, Grandma, yeah, come get your motherfucker.
So y'all already know, clearly this is the place to be, because that is just, what? Open bar all night and it's Hennessy?
And I'm excited about my costume.
I haven't decided what I'm going to be. I haven't figured it out yet.
Not much time left.
I know. I'm probably just going to put on like a bodycon dress and be a thot or something because I can't think of anything else.
Wow.
I can't. Like, I don't know what else to do. So, but speaking of Trilloween, today at work, I heard somebody say, yeah, girl, I keeps it trill. And the person she was talking to was like, bitch, what? Like, they didn't understand what she was saying. And she was like, you know, trill, like ASAP Rocky. And I was like, oh. So the Southerner in me is going to have to depart because that's you not... really gave that to ASAP. Like, bitch, if Pimp C could just rise up right now.
At least ASAP Rocky gives credit to Houston and Pimp C.
But how do you hear trill and think...
I mean, she didn't know nothing about it.
This is some northern shit, okay? And I just can't... Like, it's sometimes I have moments where it's like, New York, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, really, Trill? Do you think that came from Harlem? Okay. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Trilloween.com for tickets to that. It's going to be loads of fun. And shout out to Nightmare Supreme, who's going to be performing. DJ Miss Milan will be spinning. And, yeah...
So that's going to be a fun, good time. Let's see. Is there anything else? Any other news?
Yes. I would just like to
are you going to speak
something
up?
Something special. Oh, real quick. Listen. This should have actually been my read. But this whole real estate thing in New York City is some bullshit. Like, I don't know what the fuck these girls are talking about. Wanting percentages of things and all of this damn money. And you have to give them a vial of blood and like, show your areolas for them to, like, show you. Like, girl, what? It's way too much. So I'm definitely at the point where I'm running away. And I'm ready to take the step to escape Kylie and the other one.
Yes.
And the rest of all of that. And I'm just trying to find a decent apartment, preferably in Uptown Manhattan somewhere, because I just, that's where y'all live and I don't want to be lonely. And I know where all the delis that have the good sandwiches are, and I just don't want to leave. So, hey girl.
Yes.
Phone a friend.
If anybody out there knows how to help out with finding something decent in Harlem, please hit us up and let us know, because we're in the markets. Well, one of us is, so help out Kid Fury with finding someplace decent to live where there aren't children screaming all day long.
That yes, you can just send me an email to, I'm going to just think of an email address.
You can send it to asktheread@gmail.com.
No, because we don't want to jump, mumble it all. Oh, wait.
I'll just forward it to you.
That's a lot. What if I don't want you to?
Okay, well then I won't. Then you'll just log in and look at it yourself.
Send them to asktheread@gmail.com.
Oh, look at that.
And Crystal will, and it'll be in there. So,
yes. And also, don't forget, midterm elections are coming up, and these are very, very important for a multitude of reasons. So make sure you are voting. These local elections impact your life probably more than anything else does. So make sure you're going out and voting, unless you're a Republican, in which case there's nothing happening this year. Make sure you stay home.
Is there a rent is too damn high?
It needs to come back, and it needs to be a real thing, because the rent,
because this is some bullshit.
Not only is it too damn high, it's too damn high for too damn little. You paying $1,700 a month for a goddamn two bedroom shack?
Because I wouldn't be I'm not, like, I don't have a problem with giving you this money, girl. I have a problem with giving you this money for shit,
right,
in return.
Yes.
So let's, okay, anyway. So,
because
yeah,
$1,000 in Oklahoma is a 2,000 square foot house with four bedrooms and two bathrooms and a two car garage.
And warmth!
So it's just, New York asks for a lot and gives you a little, but it's somehow still worth it. Anyway, thanks for listening to The Read. And
I have one thing I would just like to leave everyone with. It's not an acronym, but I just wanted to sing something very special. We're your friends. We're your friends. We're your friends to the bitter end. The bitter end. When you're alone. When you're alone. And you are and you are down. Who plucks you? Who plucks you up and comes up when you're outside looking in? Who comes to? Oh, you never seen Jungle Book? Open the door. That's what friends are for.
All right, y'all, we will see
who's
you.
Always eager to extend a friendly claw. That's what friends are for. And when you're lost, hey, in dire need, who's at your side? Yes, when lightning speed, who's friends? Okay, we can go now.
Okay, see y'all next week.